Day 92. Relatives.
Shall we get away for now from modification with adverbials, Patrick?
You mean no more modification?
No, of course not. We're just getting started with modification in general. And lots of that we've already seen in some of our previous sessions.
Like what, Marta?
Remember modification in the possessives? The title of the book, A Good Night's Sleep? And in the session on compounds, weight loss surgery, small car mileage claim. Remember our conversation about modifiers with a negative prefix, unpractical person, and impractical solution? Is that enough for you?
Okay.
Then let's go back to modifiers with nouns. Start with the noun cat and give me some information about this cat.
Oh, you mean that little black cat? The cat on the porch? The cat that chased the rat? That sort of thing?
Yes, good examples. So what kind of modification did you just use?
Adjectives. Little, black, a phrase, on the porch, prepositional phrase. That third one, that chased the rat, is different. I don't know what to call it.
The third one is different. It contains the makings of an actual sentence. There's a verb, chased, and an object, rat. The whole sequence here, that chased the rat, is called a relative clause, a construction that occurs very frequently.
Your relative clause stuff is starting to sound complicated, Marta. Doesn't it involve the words which and who, even whom? Sentences like, there's the cat which chased the rat, where's the girl who fed the cat?
It can involve which and who, but that's not how you said it a moment ago.
I guess there's the cat that chased the rat sounds more natural here.
But often we don't even have a choice, Patrick. Let me try something different. I'll write a sentence containing some relative clause versions here on the board and ask you to give me your reactions. Here's the example that I was referring to. One, I was referring to which I was referring to. Three, to which I was referring. Four, to that I was referring. Five.
My reactions. Well, for one thing, they all look okay, except for number five. But also, I think number four sounds a bit formal. I mean, I can't imagine myself saying it like that. Maybe in writing, though.
Nice. Those are my feelings, too. Let me write two more and add them to the list. Here's the example that interests me. Six. Interests me. Seven. Compare six and seven with one and two and tell me what you think.
Oh, number seven. You don't say, here's the example interests me. Has to be the example that interests me or which interests me.
So sentence number two, here's the example I was referring to, is fine. But number seven, here's the example interests me, is not. Why? What's going on, Patrick? What's the relationship between the relative clause and the word it modifies?
Let's see. In number two, example is the object of referring to the example. But in number seven, example is the subject of interests me. The example interests me.
Great. So now can you take the final step? We can see where that, or which, or who, in a relative clause may be left out. But under what condition may they not be left out?
I'm not sure, Marta.
Yes, you are. You almost said so a minute ago.
Oh, okay. I guess you can't leave out the that, or who, or which, when they stand in for the subject of the relative clause.
I'm proud of you.